All right, Javosai, let's begin. So I want to share with you a really beautiful idea by the Rebbe. There should be more sheets. Here's another sheet. If I have extra, good. Okay. So I'll share with you a really beautiful idea by the Rebbe. So it's actually interesting. I was going to do a different piece because I thought to myself, although there's a lot of Pesach material from the Rebbe in this week's Parsha, but I thought we would say Pesach for Pesach. But then I came across this idea that I thought was just so magnificently beautiful that it warranted attention tonight. So the Rebbe is commenting on the pasuk. This is Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin. Matzos ye'ochal es shivas hayomim. Should eat matzah for 7 days. V'lo yira'e lecha chametz. V'lo yira'e lecha sa'ar b'chol gvulacha. And you may not have chametz, you may not have sa'ar in your home. In your home, fine. So we'll say very straightforward. Two mitzvahs contained in this pasuk. Number one, a mitzvah saseh, a positive commandment to go and eat matzah for 7 days. And in addition to that, the obligation of the prohibition that we call lo yira'e lecha chametz. Bal yira'eh. Right? It's actually bal yira'eh. Next pasuk is bal yimatzeh. So you're not allowed to have chametz, not allowed to see chametz, not allowed to own chametz. Okay, straightforward. Look at Rabbi Nachman does with this. So the Rebbe, look at paragraph 8. Lo yira'eh lecha chametz. Darshi Rabbi Sinuzal. V'lo yira'e l'cha chametz. So we'll say, so Chazal Darshan, they say, what does it mean that you're not allowed to see chametz? Shalcha yatarua, ava ataroa shalachirim. So remember again, the Gemara Darshan is based on the fact that the pasuk doesn't just say, v'lo yira'e chametz, but rather it says, v'lo yira'e l'cha chametz. Chametz should not be seen to you. So what's the pshat? Chametz should not be seen to you. So the Gemara Darshins, you're not allowed to say, shalcha yataroa. You're not allowed to see your own chametz, but you can see the chametz ultimately again of someone else. So ataroa shalachirim. You could see the chametz of other people. So what does that mean? So we'll see, you have to understand something, that Rabbi Nachman, as many of the early Rebbes, and I'm sure like many of the contemporary Rebbes, we'll say was not just like a master in Chassidus, but ultimately, again, was an incredible, outstanding Talmud Chacham. The Rebbe, you know, Chazer Shas and Shulchan Aruch once a month. I don't understand how it's, but Rebbe Chazer Shas, yeah, interesting. Boys, you would appreciate this. The Rebbe had a very non-Litvish approach to learning. He felt that if you didn't understand a sugya, you shouldn't spend too much time on it. You should move forward. And then Amir Tashem, the next time you come around Shas, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you this Yata Dishmaya to go and understand it. Don't get bogged down in anything. Move forward. So I often thought, I guess an approach like that works if you're learning Shas every month. So then, okay, wait, if you don't get this month, you'll get the next month. I don't know that it applies to the rest of us, but okay. So the Rebbe Darshan's over here. V'lo yira'e lecha chametz, shalcha yataroa, aval ataroa shalachirim. You cannot go ahead and see your own chametz, those chametz that you possess, chametz that you own, but you are permitted to go ahead and see the chametz which belongs to other people. So we'll say this has major ramifications. So for example, shemnichnas akom lebe. I want to say something. This Shaila comes up every single Pesach. I usually get at least one frantic phone call like this. My cleaning lady showed up, or my employee showed up, and they brought their sandwich, besides whatever is in the sandwich. You know, on Pesach, we don't worry so much about what's in the sandwich, we just worry about the sandwich itself. What do I do? Do I have to? I'm supposed to say the halacha is, that's what? There's no prohibition for a guy, for a Gentile, to bring in his or her chametz into your domain. You're not in violation of anything. V'lo yira'e l'cha chametz. The prohibition is on your chametz. The prohibition is not on the chametz of another. So mamish, an akum brings in chametz into your home, you're fine. There's not even a chiyuv. Maybe there's a midas chasidos, or maybe there's a hider to maybe remove the chametz from your home, but certainly no halachic obligation to do so. So look what the Rebbe says. Paragraph B. So you know what the Rebbe is going to do. Kidarko b'kodesh is very often take a concept that we find in halacha, right, and discover the pnimius, discover the soul, discover the neshama, discover the deeper understanding of that particular halacha. So now we have a halacha. Shalcha yataroa, aval ataroa shalachirim. You can't see your own chametz, but if the chametz of an akum comes into your domain, don't worry about it. Says the Rebbe, so what's the message? So we'll say, this goes to a much deeper lesson, which is, halacha is never just this series of do's and don'ts. Halacha is the system, is the framework that Chazal taught us, not just kasher, treif, tamei, tar, mutar, aser, but they taught us moral ethical lessons through halacha as well. That's how sometimes people don't understand. They just learn halacha, do this, don't do this, do this, do this a lot, don't do this at all, do this a little bit, do this some of the time, don't do this any other time. And we forget to ask ourselves, but what are Chazal teaching us? So what's the deeper message? What's the deeper motif? What's the profound idea or ideal which is being expressed? So the Rebbe takes halacha by Hilchos Chametz, and now he says, okay, so now I know the halacha. I can't have my chametz, but the chametz of an akum is totally fine. So what's the lesson? Look what the Rebbe says. Paragraph B. Ki chametz hu bechinas chimutz hamoach. The Rebbe says, what's chametz? So this also is a theme that is developed much in Chassidus, not just by Rabbi Nachman, which is that chametz, well, the idea of chametz being the Eitzahara is a very well-known concept already. Again, the Ari HaKadosh discusses it. The truth is, I take it back. The Gemara already discusses it. The Gemara calls it the Sa'ar Shebe'isa, right? So already the idea of chametz being the Eitzahara, we are aware of. The Rebbe takes this a little bit further. He understands that chametz represents Bechinas, Chimutz HaMoach. Well, say, so what does that mean? Where the mind, or better stated, thoughts become chametz. Chimutz hamoach. The mind becomes chametz. What does that mean? Shem machshavas zaros, v'herhurim shem asurim b'mashu. We'll say, you know, we just had this in today's daf, right? That Yecheskel said, of course, how else do you learn Navi except by learning Daf Yomi? Right? Who's ever going to open a Yecheskel? Right? So we'll say, so what happens? So Yecheskel says, remember Yecheskel's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu how righteous he was? And he says, I never became Tomei. So you remember again, the Gemara Dash says, what does that mean? So what does he say? Lo hir harti bayom v'nitmesi balayla. So what Yecheskel was saying was, Yibon Shalom, I always maintained purity of thought. I always maintained purity of thought. So the Rebbe says, the real issue of chametz is in hirhurim, is in machshavas zoros. Rebbe says, is inappropriate thoughts. What does that mean? So the Rebbe says, just like Rebbe says, chametz is unique. Why? Because chametz is aser b'mashahu. Under normal circumstances, ma'achalos asuros have a shir, of a kizayis. For example, you're not chayiv malchus for eating chazer, unless you go ahead and you eat a kizayis of chazer. But chametz is unique. Well, there are other Yisraelim like chametz, but chametz is unique, and that chametz is aser b'mashu. Says the Rebbe, chametz represents chimutz hamoach. It represents spoilage of the mind. How does the mind spoil? How does the mind turn? Ultimately, again, by machshavas zaros hirhurim ra'im. See, Rebbe said, we often become so focused on refining our actions, and which obviously is an incredible importance, that we forget about the importance of refining our thoughts. It's not just about what we do, but it's also about how we think, and more properly stated, what we think about. Chametz is when the thoughts turn sour. Chametz is when, because remember again, I will say, the process of chimutz in and of itself is a process of spoilage. There's a breakdown. So the chimutz hamoach, I will say, is when there's spoilage in the mind. When is there spoilage in the mind? When my mind is occupied with all the wrong things. When I'm just thinking about stuff and really cogitating about things that I should not be thinking about. So you'll say to yourself, well, come on, I'm not doing anything bad. Right, and the truth is, we'll say that is a maila. That is definitely a maila. Right, the fact that I'm only thinking negative things but not doing anything, definitely an accomplishment. But says the Rebbe, just like chametz is aser b'mashahu, so to chimutz hamoach. We'll say thought spoilage. Right, hirhurei ra'os. Right, what was his lashon? Machshavas zoros. Hirurim shem aser b'mashahu are aser b'mashahu. We'll say we know this. Why? Because once even the smallest negative thought gets embedded in my mind, it's only a question of what? It's only a question of time until it spreads. And I will say, we know how this works, because we all go down this road, that what begins as a thought, more often than not, ends up in action. Maybe not immediately. Maybe it's a few hours later, a few days later, a few years later. But unless I make the conscious effort to purge my mind of the chametz, of hirhurim ra'im, the iser mashu that remains in my mind will ultimately manifest itself somewhere else. Just like chametz is also a mashu, and I have to rid even the smallest amount, machshavas also says the Rebbe, they eat us up, but from the inside out. They destroy us from the inside out. But says Rebbe something amazing. Tzrichim levaram ulevaklam ulegarsha migvulo. Paragraph C. Therefore says Rebbe, so what's the avoda? So the avoda with machshavos ha'osavosayis, it's chametz. What do you do with chametz? Right? You destroy it, you mevatel it, and you get rid of it. So we'll say, so what do you do with the same thing you do with the chametz in your house is the same thing you do with the chametz in your mind. You purge it, you get rid of it, you chase it out. Paragraph C. So we'll say, now that Rebbe says something, and I'll say, I want to tell you, in the next lines are going to tell you the greatness of Rabbi Nachman. Because I think one of the things that draws many of us to Chassidus, even though Chassidus is Musar, it's really Musar, and even though many of us might shy away from other forms of Musar, is Rabbi Nachman especially embraces the reality of the human condition. Rabbi Nachman has taught us so many times that to fail is to be human. Not just to err, but to fall flat on your face and to fail miserably is human and is part of the human condition, is an expectation, it's understood. And no matter what you do badly in life, you're not a Rasha. You might be a person who does bad stuff, but you're not a Rasha. And never categorize yourself as a Rasha. So look what the Rebbe says. Paragraph C. Avali ma'adam oseh shalom. So sometimes I do everything that is within my power to chase out what we'll call cognitive chametz or emotional chametz. The negative thoughts, the improper thoughts, the things that I just should not be spending my time thinking about. And I chase them, and I employ all the different strategies, and there are many different strategies. I employ them all, and I think I've cleaned house. I will say, you know what happens? I mean, you're all tzaddikim. I'm going to tell you what happens. I'm not such a tzaddik. V'heim, afa pikeim, ba'im bal karcho alav b'chol pam. What's here that Rebbe says? What happens when you do a little spring cleaning of the mind? Right? What happens when you purge the hirhurim? We'll say, how long does the cleanup last for? I'm not going to make anyone answer that question. Right? We'll say, we know, a day, an hour, 3 hours, it's certainly not a long time. It's certainly not a long time. We'll say, so the Rebbe, brother, just do you understand like how life-affirming this is? That the Rebbe is saying, I got it. I get it. I understand it. You're doing all the right stuff. You're doing all the things you should be doing. You've cleaned house. You've cleaned emotional and cognitive house. Mamish, I did beer chametz of the mind. I did beer chametz of the machshavas. And I did it. And yet, amazingly enough, I turned my back for a second and what happens? Somebody brought in like a box of inappropriate Entenmann's donuts, right? Mamish, like a box of hirhurim ro'im that are back in my mind. I didn't even do anything. I tried to be so vigilant, and no matter how much I clean it out, somehow it just comes back in. And I will say, see, the Rebbe understands what happens in that moment. So you know again what happens to most of us in that type of situation. I put in the effort. I tried so hard. I cleaned out the mind. I got rid of the cognitive chametz. I got rid of the machshavas ra'os and hirurim ra'im. And now they're just back and with a vengeance. So what do most people do under those circumstances? They give up. Like, okay, I tried. Obviously, it's not going to work. I did everything in my power. My mind was purged for a little bit of time, and now it's not. I can't do any more. So the Rebbe says something amazing. In that moment, Alzeh, look what Rebbe said, this is wild. Alzeh, ein ha'adam chayiv klal. He will say, for those thoughts that come into your mind by themselves, quote unquote, even after I did the effort to clean house, I am not liable for those thoughts. Do not view that as a failure, that those negative or impure thoughts once again filled your mind. He says, b'sefer aleph beis, quoting the Arizal, she'ina adam chayiv al hirhurim abo'im alov, this is so validating. If negative or impure thoughts pop into my mind, so we'll say, and I'm doing whatever I can to purge them. If I purge them and they come back, I'm not chayy for that. What am I chayy for? If once they're there, I reflect on them, right? And I begin to think about it more, that's where my chayyiv sets in. So we'll say, hear what the Rebbe is saying? My obligation is to clean my mind. My obligation is to clean out the chametz. But you know what happens sometimes, even after you clean out the chametz? We'll say, you know, a couple of years ago, I remember this. This was amazing. A couple of years ago, so one of the newspapers, I don't remember if it was, I don't know if it was the Baltimore Sun, whatever it was, they had some, like, I don't think they do it anymore, but they used to do it more often. They'd have like a promotional thing where they would include like a little box of cereal together with the paper. So I think this happened a few years ago, like on the sixth day of Pesach. And Mamish, like, it started like a panic. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it was such a musser. People, right? Holy Yidden, who did everything in their power to clean out all the chametz. And now suddenly, there's a box of Cheerios. Mamish, like, Cheerios, you know, like, he's, like, Mamish, like, the Satan for 7 days. Right? Mamish, like, it's chametz. It's not like just like, you know, it's not like just taroves. It's mamish chametz, chametz gummer, sitting on my driveway. I did everything I was supposed to do, and someone threw chametz onto my property. What a metaphor for life. I do everything I can to purge my mind. I do everything I can to become a tar and a kaddish. And you know what happens? Right when I finish, a few minutes later, stuff is flooding in, and I'm ready to give up, and I'm ready to throw into the Rebbe. Says, no, that's not, you're not liable for that. You're not liable for that. Now we're going to discuss what that means in just a moment.
It's liability, yeah, but it's still in there.
Oh, that leads to, okay. So I'm going to, I have to, what the Rebbe is saying is, to be clear, I have to get it out. But the Rebbe is talking about is a liability issue. Because sometimes when I do the chametz clean out and the thoughts pop back in, I see that as an indictment of me. My avoda wasn't good enough. My avoda wasn't intense enough. My avoda wasn't sincere. The Rebbe says, it's not true. That's just the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who made us for some reason. I finish my cleaning and poof, stuff is right back in there. I have to get rid of it. We're going to get to that in just a moment. But the Rebbe says, you're not responsible for those thoughts. You're not, I should say, you're not liable for those thoughts. What you're liable for is not getting rid of them. Once they're there, my obligation is to get rid of them. But if they pop back in my mind, I'm not liable for the Yehurim Raim and the Machshavos Ros that pop back in after I've done my avoda of purging. He goes on. He says, "V'chein kasav sheya adam shevial tase gam b'machshava umash shenaase imo memela al yachush." Rabbi says, this is actually a very dramatic statement. Paragraph E. So the Rebbe over here says that when a person does the proper bir chametz, and I get rid of the negative thoughts from my mind, and then negative thoughts once again fill my mind. So the Rebbe actually says, "Shevial tase." I will say, what is shevi altasa? Like Rabbi Aaron just mentioned, it can't literally mean shevi altasa, because once the thoughts are there, I can't leave them there. I have to get rid of them. Shevi altasa, I will say, means is a statement vis-a-vis my personal liability. Don't think that you are Rasha. Don't think you've done something wrong because those thoughts are popping back in. Vizet, I will say, so look at this. What does that have to do with anything? Get ready for this. You might, if you have sushi, just swallow it first before we get to this. This is a chassidus choking hazard. Look at paragraph E. V'zeh, b'chinas shelcho I ataroe, aval ataroe shalachirin, shemichnos akum v'chule. I will say, what do Chazal say? V'lo yiroe l'cho chometz. All right? What do Chazal darshan? Shelcho I ataroe. You can't see your own chametz, which also means what? You know, sometimes we make bad decisions or we do negative things in life that churns those negative thoughts. Okay? So that's my chametz. I made that chametz. I created that chametz. And now I have to get rid of that chametz. Avol ataroa shalachirim. But don't stress over the chametz of others. What's the chametz of others? Give us a get ready. What did the Gemara say? Shemichnas akum lebeis Yisrael v'chametzo biyado eno zakok lotzio. That if the akum walks into my house and the akum is holding his own chametz, I'm not at fault for that. Says Rebbe, what does that mean? Haynu me'achar sha'adam nishar v'nishmar mechametz shalo. After a person is careful and vigilant with his own chametz, shalo yachmitz mocho b'machshavos chutz. I'm careful with my mind. I'm careful with my thoughts. I'm careful what I allow through my eyes into my mind. And whatever gets in that shouldn't be there, I actively try to purge. Watch this. And I will say, even though, again, I cleaned out my mind. I cleaned out my home. But guess who walks in? Guess who walks in? The Akum. And I will say, who is the Akum, says the Rebbe? Shehu Hasitra Achra. The Bible said the Akum is the Eitz Hara. Right? The Akum is the Eitz Hara. And the Akum walks in with what? V'chametzo biyado. The Bible said he walks in, and what is the Akum, what is the Eitz Hara holding? He's mamish holding some beautiful, delicious, mouth-watering chametz. Shem hirhurim sheba'im alav shelo bekavana. And the Yetzirah, the Akum walks, I cleaned my house. I cleaned my house. And the Akum Yetzirah walks right back in, holding his own chametz. And he starts chomping on the donuts. And the crumbs get everywhere. But those are not my crumbs. I didn't create those crumbs. I cleaned out my crumbs. Says the Rebbe, don't stress. You are not liable for those crumbs. That zohi darko shel olam. Zohi darko shel adam. As soon as you finish cleaning your house from chametz, it's inevitable that something is going to make its way back in. But at the end of the day, you're not liable for that chametz. Inu chayiv al zeh. Ki ein zeh chametz shelo. Rak shetzarech li zar shelo yigabo. But we'll say, so my obligation is, now even though I don't have to get rid, or I should say, the akum's chametz is not my problem, I can't start picking it up, right? I have to leave it alone. For lo yehanim, I can't get any benefits from it, so I can't keep thinking about it. For lo yinimshach achar of klal. So also, here's the interesting part. I'm not obligated, I'm not liable for the chametz the akum brings into my home, but I also can't get benefit from it, and I also can't utilize it. So as much as I'm not responsible for the entry of the chametz into my home, I have to be careful to distance myself from it and to make sure not to get benefit from it. Ve'al pi rov, al yidei zeh, memeili yistali ki mevor b'makom acher. Aval hu eino tzarech listakel az haklal, rak shiye nisar shlo yeh chametz shelo, shlo yach mitzmach shavto ba'atzmo, kila shazlo. So we'll say this, I told you, mind-blowing Rabbi Nachman. So we'll say, so we begin with the halacha. So there's two lessons that Rabbi is teaching us. Number one, I will say, is the idea that the chametz, this Rebbe says, not just the Yitzhara, but specifically represents impure, negative, or inappropriate thoughts. Chametz is aser b'mashu. Because Rebbe says, we know that on level of cognition, even the smallest of impure thoughts has the ability to derail us in significant ways. There has to be bir chametz, chametz aser b'mashu. But Rebbe says, whose chametz am I responsible for? Only my own chametz. If the Akum, the Yitzhara, brings in his own chametz, I'm not responsible for that. I can't get hanah from it. And at some point in time, I have to get it out of my house. But I'm not liable for that. People say, what does that mean? What is Rebbe teaching us? But it's an incredible yisod in Avodas Hashem. The Ribono Shel Olam only holds us accountable for the effort. All I can do in my ruchni life is try. And there is one thing you have to be absolutely aware of, which is, no matter how hard you try, it will never be perfect. And therefore, by definition, on the heels of every spiritual success, you will always experience some level of failure. That's just the way that it is. Because no matter how much we propel ourselves up, most of us can't sustain that. Most of us can't remain there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's okay. All I'm holding you responsible for is for cleaning out your chametz. All I'm holding you responsible for is for your effort. All I'm holding you responsible for is get your house, get your mind, get your heart, get your soul, get your neshama in order. The fact that other influences come along and mess you up, you are responsible to make sure that ultimately it gets remedied. But you're not responsible for it. So you don't have liability for it. But say a most incredible lesson. I'm liable and obligated for my own chametz. What happens if the Akum brings in his chametz? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not holding you liable for that. You have to get rid of it, but don't look at it as a personal failure if in the aftermath of cleaning your home, someone or something else brings in chametz. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us is to try. All HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us is to be sincere and deliberate with our effort. And to recognize that sometimes even with the most beautiful and pure of effort, there are circumstances beyond our control that mess up the house. There are circumstances beyond our control that bring in the chametz. So what do you do when something or someone else brings in the chametz? You just start again. You just keep cleaning. But never view the persistent or consistent cleaning as a sign of failure. Just understand that is part and parcel of the fabric of the human condition. We'll say we should be zocha meretz Hashem. We should be zocha to clean our homes. And don't wait till Pesach. We should be zocha meretz Hashem to clean out the chametz from our minds, the chametz from our souls, the chametz from our hearts. And if the Akum does come into our home, which inevitably he will, may we zocha meretz Hashem to find the strength to clean up after him, and meretz Hashem begin again. Shkoyach. Yeah.